Hello, this is Mona Lisa 32, and I'm going to be reading the Make Me Forget Him tonight, the one that I worked with my dirty secret on, the fantasy one, but I'm going to masturbate while reading it, so I got some feedback that you guys wanted to hear that. So here it goes, because, yeah, so I'm laying down. I'm actually wearing a dress. I'm gonna turn on the vibrator. Okay. And I apologize if I mess up, but I know that, that's probably what you want to hear. It was another night at the hotel bar, staring into the distance, idly stirring what was now mostly melted ice from my drink. My mind wandered as a blur of people walked by, their conversations overlapping with a few words escaping the low rumble of the group. I picked out enough to put together some research convention was happening this week. Regardless, it didn't affect me. My reason for being here no longer mattered. Stood up by my own husband as I tried to inject some semblance of passion into our dying relationship. Why do I even try? I thought to myself. I sat there, feeling the weight of the meaningless ring on my left hand. Frustrated and angry for thinking he would ever change. I looked across and caught myself in the mirror, my navy striped dress hanging every, my navy striped dress hugging every curve of my body, my cleavage perfectly on display. I felt the sheer fabric against my skin with each movement. I looked fucking good. My tan skin glowed in the dim light, and my long black hair, silky and smooth, everything wasted on someone so unappreciative. That's when you showed up. I picked you out from a crowd. Clean cut, tall and tan, your dark hair neatly trimmed. You made your way through the crowd, finally reaching the bar next to me, card in hand. The scent of your cologne took me back to reality, just in time to catch you staring at me, taking me in, making no effort to hide that you liked what you saw. We locked eyes, and a tremble shut down my spine. I watched as you ordered around, passing each drink back to someone's disconnected hand, reaching forward for the faceless crowd, from the faceless crowd. Oh my god, I'm already messing up. I was enthralled by you, simply dressed in a tailored charcoal suit, white button up, and a dark navy tie. It wasn't until you pushed my empty glass away with a full one that I was brought back to the present. I broke my eye contact with you, looked at the drink in the back and back at you. I sheepishly replied I'd had enough, but before I could finish my sentence, you refused and pushed it into my hand. I took a sip, feeling the warming liquid glide down my throat. I never broke eye contact with you the entire time. Alyssa, I introduced myself. You smiled, raised your glass, and toasted my drink as you introduced yourself to me. Our conversation was effortless. You were genuine and smart, able to carry on the topics without any awkward pauses and breaks. If felt right. Oh, I forgot where I was at. Where was I at? Oh my God. As the night progressed, the conversations became less superficial. You told me you were single, and I caught you staring at my ring. I scoffed and admitted how I wish I was. You perked up at the sentiment, and soon I was opening up to you. We continued to talk for what felt like minutes. That is, until we noticed we were the last ones at the bar. I felt your hand brush my leg under the table as we spoke. And when I didn't stop you, you left it there. The tips of your fingers slowly caressing my thigh through the sheer dress. Shivers shot through my body as my hand rested on top of yours, pushing it firmly into my thigh, giving you the green light. My hand left yours and reached over to your slack. I remember slowly pinching and squeezing until I found what I was looking for. You were hard, and I could feel your arousal strain against your pants. I turned the palm of my hand so I could grasp your length through the fabric and begin to rub up and down the bottom of your cock. Slowly, I looked up in your eyes and mouthed how badly I needed this. You stood up, paused, and waited to see if I reciprocated, if I meant everything I was saying. Slowly, I turned around on the stool before getting onto my feet next to you. Your hand immediately found my lower back and guided me through the lobby toward the elevators. I didn't care that people were watching. I didn't care that they thought I wanted to be yours for that night. We stood there, hands rubbing and feeling each other's bodies, waiting for what seemed like the slowest elevator in existence. The door slowly parted open before I could react to your strong hands wrapped around my waist, turned me to face you and pushed me backwards into the confined space. One hand desperately grabbing at the hem of my dress, lifting and tugging as you reveal my ass. The other hitting the 18th floor button on the panel. I felt your lips on my neck, kissing and sucking. A remembering trail of your hot, wet tongue along my skin. I didn't care what marks you left on me. I was yours that night. Your free hand greedily grabbed at my dress, pulling it down. As you released my breasts from their confines, the other successful in its endeavors, as I lifted the back of my dress, I was exposed. I felt the cold metal bar against my firm ass as you continued to grab and massage it. Oh, your mouth moving down my neckline to my exposed breasts, greedily taking each one in your mouth. Your soft lips and wet tongue swirled around my sensitive nipples. I let out a moan. As I reached for your crotch, all my hands trying to grip your hard cock. Despite to feel your skin shaking as I fumbled with your pants, your lips parted from my breasts. I felt wetness of your saliva linger on my soft skin. Look at me, I heard you growl. I slowly lifted my head up and stared deeply into your lust-filled eyes. Ah, ah. Your hand reached forward and gently lifted my head higher to meet your lips. The embrace was electric, electric. Tasting you for the first time, I moaned into your mouth as our tongues explored each other. We never separated, not until we felt the elevator stop. I turned my head and saw the screen display 18. This was our floor. Just one short walk down the hallway, I thought excitedly. I quickly covered myself as the door opened, revealing the soft glow of the hallway. You took my hand, firmly gripping it, and pulled me toward your room. The door shut behind you, and we immediately embraced again. Our tongues darted into each other's mouths as we kissed deeply. We never broke apart, and I pulled your blazer off. You pulled your blazer off, loosened your tie, and started to undo your buttons. I eagerly kicked off my heels, letting them land on the floor with an audible thump. My hands impatiently reached for your belt, and I unceremoniously ripped off and threw to the side. I shook with excitement as I clumsily undid your bottom and reached for the zipper, holding back what would soon be mine for the night. But you had other plans. You stopped me. Stand up and slowly walked away from me. I looked up and saw a grin from your lips. I watched you bend over and pick up your discarded tie, undoing the knot with your fingers, your strong fingers. You never broke eye contact. It felt as if you were able to see through my soul, my deepest desires. I stood straight, facing you as you slowly closed the distance between us. I watched in silence as a navy blue tie between your hands slowly got brought up to my eyes. My chest heaved as I tried to catch my breath. I felt silk against my face, tied firmly against my soft skin. The remnants of your cologne lingered in the smooth fabric as it plunged me into darkness. I knew you were close, but I could no longer see or feel you. Standing there, I felt so vulnerable, shaking, craving your touch. And I knew you were close, examining me like a predator watching his prey. I felt your presence behind me, and your hand reach for the zipper of my dress. With one quick motion, you unzipped me and peeled the dress off, allowing it to crumble at my feet. Your strong hands caressed my skin as you brought me... As you brought them to my shoulder, your thumbs hooked through the straps of my bra, pulling them off until they hung loosely out of the way. You moved toward the clasp, expertly unhooked my bra, and let it fall free. I felt the cold air hit my breast as the warmth of your mouth, of your touch, I'm sorry, left my skin. Standing in the stranger's hotel, blindfolded, wearing nothing but navy panties, coincidentally matching my makeshift blindfold, I felt so vulnerable and exposed. So fucking excited. I hear you let out a growl and felt your fingers around my throat. You pushed me. Let me back. let me back deeper into your lair until it stops. My skin rested on something smooth, something ice cold. The window. You kissed me deep, fingers never leaving my throat. And your other hand reaches down toward my wet panties, and you start to rub through the fabric. Do you get this wet for him? You ask with a growl. No. No. You make me wetter than my husband. You can turn me on so much more than he ever could. I whispered and whimpered in return. It was true, all true. I'm your married plaything. To use and pleasure me tonight, I let slip. Is that so? You ask as you move your hand from my throat to my shoulder. I got the clue and dropped to my knees, still blindfolded. I waited there on my knees as you undid your fly. I heard the sounds of your pants being thrown to the side. My mouth watered with anticipation to finally taste you. To finally feel you inside me. I feel your hand stroke my hair before you pulled my head back and you met me for a deep kiss. Yeah, you break our lips apart as I long for more, and I hear you growl quietly. I'm going to use that pretty married mouth of yours and teach you how to deep throat me. My thighs squeezed at your words, and I felt myself get wetter. And I felt the heat radiating from your cock reach my lips. And I parted my lips and stuck my tongue out in time to feel the tip glide to my mouth. Oh, your pre-cum coated my tongue and lips as I slowly felt you push past the opening of my mouth. My tongue easing along the bottom, and your length, feeling every detail of your amazing cock sliding into my mouth, deeper and deeper. Oh my god, I lost my place. Oh, okay, teasing your arousal, my hands instinctually moved over the grip to your exposed shaft. Oh my gosh, I don't remember. Okay, I don't know where I'm at. Oh my god. My hands instinctively move to grip your exposed shaft, twisting and making sure to leave it coated with my saliva. I love feeling your wedding ring against my cock, even through the blindfold, I knew you were smiling at those words. When they left my lips, I was gushing. I needed more. I wanted to prove to you that I could be your married whore. I pushed your cock deeper into my mouth. Oh, your moans encouraged me as I began to bob on your thick cock, pulling it in and out for a quick breath, letting my married mouth letting you slide it down my deeper into my throat with each thrust. Fuck my married mouth, I let slip. I'm losing my place. The saliva escaped the corners of my mouth as I tried to accommodate your girth. I felt dripping down my chin, my neck, down to my exposed breast. Breasts, you're so much bigger than my husband. So much thicker and longer, I moaned. You groaned at that and grabbed the back of my head, using my throat like a pussy, and began to face fuck me. That's it, baby. That's a good married slut. I know he can't make you moan like I can, you added. The room filled with the sounds of your cock fucking my married throat. Our combined moans, grunts, filled between each wet thrust as I grabbed your length. I felt your cock throb, your pre-cum, and my spit dripping down my chest as you held me down on your cock for one last thrust before pulling out of my mouth. I stayed there, on my knees in front of you, using my left hand to slowly stroke you. Knowing you were watching, the diamond in my hand, coated in the spit and your pre-cum, sliding up and down your length. Ribbons of spit and pre-cum dripping slowly from my lips and chin as I blindly look up toward you from the floor. You pulled away from me, and I felt you grab my wrists as you firmly, lifted me to my feet. You embraced me, kissed me deep, my face still dripping mess from your face fucking. You run your fingers across my cheek, scooping away the slimy mess before you fed it to me, your lips back on mine as we shared the taste. You turned me around and threw me onto the bed, landing on my back. The impact shifted the tie around, allowing me to peek through, and I see you standing over me at the edge of the bed, your cock stiff at attention for me. Fuck, you're so much bigger than him, I accidentally slip, and you look down to see the blindfold askew. Say it again, you threaten. Your cock is so much bigger than my husband's, I moaned. I see you smile as you begin to lean over me. You place your hand on my head for support for the other and found my soaked panties. You begin to rub me, and I feel every detail of the fabric getting closer to the edge while I squirm as I get closer. You move your support hand to my chest and hold me down. Held me still as you keep rubbing on my clit through my ruined and soaked panties. I want to make sure your married cunt is dripping for me before I ruin it for your husband. Come for me, you tell me in a low voice. Oh, make this married slut come, I plead. Your fingers speed up, getting me close. I writhed and fidgeted under your weight, feeling the climax building inside of me. I was close, and you knew it. I was on the edge of ecstasy when I felt your fingers leave my clit. Please, please let me come. I need it. I need it, I pleaded. Without a word, I felt you step off the bed. I tried to step up to you. I don't know what's wrong with it. Is it English? I mean, what did I just say? Oh my god, where did... Oh god. What was I reading? I don't know. I lost my space. I felt your tongue slip between my pussy lips, moving up the entrance to find my clit. I screamed and moaned, incoherent, as I begged for more. Your lips enveloped my clit, sucked while simultaneously flicked it with your tongue. I couldn't think. I couldn't speak. You held me down as I reached pure bliss. Oh, fuck, I'm going to come, I announced. You began to suck my clit harder. And I felt your free hand on my entrance, spreading my pussy lips apart. I moan as your fingers push through the barrier, instantly bringing me to the hardest orgasm I ever had in decades. My body twitched and squirmed. The pleasure coursed through me. I felt my wetness drip down onto your sheets. You removed your weight from me as you stood back. Your fingers slipped out from my needy cunt, leaving me longing for more. You got on your feet at the edge of the bed, gripped my waist, and pulled me toward you with ease. The blindfold finally gave way, and letting me see the man about to take me, the man turning me into a cheating, moaning married slut. This is what you needed, you craved. Your husband can't give you, you challenged. Fuck yes, baby. I need you. I need you now, inside me. Fuck this married cunt. Fuck this married pussy. Use me, make me, claim me. Use me, make me yours. Claim me from him with your cock. Your hands moved past my thighs. Oh, I'm sorry. Your hands moved on my thighs, violently spreading my legs apart for you. As you see my dripping, wet cunt, you held my legs as you moved close. I sat up on my elbows and watched as the tip of your hard cock neared my entrance. I could see pre-cum dripping from the tip onto my eager slit. Please, I moaned. You pressed the tip against my opening. I tried sliding down onto you, but you were too strong. You were in control of my pleasure, and it made me crave you more. Then I felt it. The head began to part my wet lips. I let out a moan, feeling every detail of your cock as you slowly pushed it into me. I felt you stretch me more than my husband ever could. I felt you push me deeper than he could ever fuck me. It's all I could muster. Make me cheat. I need this cock inside me. Fuck my married cunt. You pushed in all the way to the hilt and held it there. As I let out a quiet scream, oh, your married pussy is fucking tight, baby. I'll make sure to stretch this wet fuckable out for him, you moaned. You pushed out until his head was inside my body. You pulled out until just the head was inside me. My body reacted to the void before you slammed back in, making me scream. Tell me how much deeper I am inside that taken cunt. You groaned as you pumped into me. I hear you. I hear you moan, telling me how good my married cunt feels, making you admit how much better of a fuck you are more than my husband. How much bigger you are, and how much more I can come on your cock than his. Fuck, you're stretching me out. You're so fucking big. So much fucking bigger than him. Fuck me, I managed to scream out between each long, deep thrust. Your hands released their grip from my thighs and moved to my breasts, grabbing, squeezing, and massaging each one with every thrust. You roll my nipples between your fingers and pulling them and tagging on them, pinching them as they set sharp jolts of excitement crossing through my body. The room was filled with the wet slapping of our bodies colliding in ecstasy. I just want to call. Do I have to keep going? Hold on. I don't remember where I was. I didn't care. needed this. After years of boring, infrequent sex, I craved being fucked like a woman. Fucked exactly how you were fucking me. You pulled out of my cunt and left me craving for what would... for my void to be filled. I watched as your hard cock hung out in the open, glistening with my juices. Ah, get on the bed, on all fours. I want to watch my cock deeper between your perfect ass, you ordered. I was still recovering from the emptiness left from your cock, but eagerly agreed. I spun around and clambered up on the bed, getting on my hands and knees for you. I don't remember where I was again. I think you climbed up behind me onto the bed, and I felt you grip my ass. You spread me apart. Oh, you taste so fucking good, I heard you say from behind me. Your tongue explored every inch of me from behind as I moaned and begged for your cock to fill me again. Oh, you positioned yourself behind me, the tip slipping easily back into my entrance. I wanted to watch my cock deeper disappear inside your tight married cunt. Did I read that already? Fuck yourself with my cock, baby, you said. Slowly, I backed up into your shaft, feeling my pussy lips gripping every inch of you. You were deeper than my husband ever could be. Oh, fuck, I moaned as I kept pushing back, feeling completely full of your cock. Before I could bottom out on you, I felt you lift yourself up and began fucking into me. Fuck, you're so fucking tight, you moaned as you fucked me from behind. I love watching my cock stretch your tight cunt of yours, you continued. You hit spots I didn't know existed as you thrust it into me. I felt one hand grip my waist and the other moved up to my spine as you slammed greedily deeper into me. I screamed as you fucked me deep, feeling the familiar sensation building up inside me. I felt your hand move from the back. I felt your hand move from the back and grab a handful of hair, pulling my head back. Oh my god, my leg is shaking now. I think it's been going a long time, my toes curling, and my body began to weaken as a wave of blinding pleasure. Oh, fuck, baby, you're getting tighter. I want to hear you come on my cock, baby. Use my cum. Use my cock to come. Use my cock to come. I want you to cover my cock with your juices, you moaned. As your pace steadied, I felt the wave overpower me. My body began to go limp. I collapsed under my elbows, causing my ass to shift upwards toward you. You didn't slow as I reached back to play with my clit. I knew how perverse the scene must have looked from the outside. Me, a married woman, on my elbows and knees, impaled by a stranger I met hours earlier. The thought turned me on even more as my rubbing quickened. Come on this cock, baby. I want to feel the married juicy pussy wrapped around me. Ah, oh, you grunted as you fucked me. Ah, oh, fucked into me. I couldn't hold back anymore, feeling your strong grip on my waist. My hair pulled back. The soreness from your cock. I knew it's going to come again. Come. he repeated over and over between your groans. I felt it came over me. My legs trembled and my toes curled and I began to moan like a porn star. You let go of my hair and pushed my head into the pillow to muffle my screams. I came so hard, feeling myself milk your cock as I did. Oh, Armist. Fuck, baby. You got so much fucking tighter, you moaned. Turn my head and look back at you. Oh, wait. I don't know what. You reached past and grabbed a pillow, shoving it under my pelvis as you pushed my ass down. You shifted your weight on me, never pulling out of my slit, and began grinding into me. You and your entire length slipping in and out of my cunt. I forgot where it was at again. Oh fuck, baby, your married pussy feels so good. I turned my head to look back at you. I think I read that part. Inside me. I want you to come inside my married cunt. Claim my fucking pussy. Ruin me for him. You know I won't be able to feel that pathetic cock. After tonight, I teased. You thrust harder and faster. With my encouragement, I felt your cock throb. Your balls tighten. Fuck, baby, I'm coming. I'm fucking coming, you announced. I felt you twitch inside me. Felt your cock throb with each spurt of cum. I felt each ribbon shook deep in my adultering pussy inside. Fuck, come inside me. Fuck that cum into me. Fuck into cream pies. They're cream pies. We should get rid of them. What? What did I just say? Fuck that, come inside me, cream pie my married pussy, and send me home full of your cum. I encouraged you as you rode your orgasm out. You collapsed onto me, your cock still inside. I felt your cum seep slowly out of my stretched hole as you wrapped your arms around me. You kissed me gently on the cheek and whispered into my ear, "You're amazing, Alyssa." Fuck, that was good, baby. You're perfect. I smiled at the sentiment and quickly fell asleep in your arms. Okay, so I finished the whole thing and I'm like so sweaty and like I think I've been edging this whole time. So now I'm just gonna let myself finally orgasm. Because I'm not having to concentrate anymore and I can just close my eyes and relax and think about the fantasy I just read. Once again, my toes are pointed. Ah. I just can't ruin a story. I know, I feel bad. I don't know what it is. I don't want to, like, disrespect the writer. I'll try it again. Maybe I have to read something that's, like I don't know, like, that I don't mind ruining. I don't want to ruin the story. But, I hope you enjoyed that.